You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We are following reports of devastation in China following a 7.8 Richter scale earthquake. Early reports just coming in. Also, difficulties in getting relief aid to the people of Myanmar a week after the cyclone. And devastating weather overnight here in the United States, in the southwest, or in the southeast, and in the plain states. But it was a very, very difficult day yesterday for the Takeaway's pundit meter, trying to figure out what the theme was, what the word of the Sunday talk shows actually was. And I think you'll be able to hear our agony here.
Senator Clinton campaigns on. The question, why?
Is Barack Obama going to be the Democratic nominee?
Yes, he will be, Tim. I think that's very clear today.
Pretty obvious at this point.
It's hard to see how he's not the nominee.
The math doesn't work in her favor.
The math is very, very hard for her.
It's past the tipping point. Senator Clinton has no chance.
Senator John Edwards knows what hard math is about. He dropped out of the race months ago. So, yes, whether you're talking about tipping point or end game or exit strategy, it was difficult for the Sunday talk shows to find a theme to jump on. And I think, you know, if it's obvious that Barack Obama is going to be the nominee, it was difficult for them to talk about anything because obvious doesn't really play.
No, it doesn't play. And the bottom line is not every state has voted. And no Barack Obama, yes, it's going to be difficult when you look at the abstract numbers for her to catch Barack Obama. But
it's
you're weary of saying impossible.
Jimmy Kimmel said the only way that Barack Obama can lose to Hillary Clinton is if he marries Bill Clinton.
Okay.
That'd be the only way.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Well, no, I think it just sort of says we're in the impossible zone. How does David Axelrod, the campaign director for the Barack Obama campaign, how does he spin it?
I think that Senator Clinton cares about the Democratic Party. I think she cares about this country. I think she understands how much we need change in this country. And I don't think she wants to impair our chances to achieve that.
Which is sort of a commentary on the style going forward. And I guess the test is tomorrow in West Virginia. Are we going to see a sort of more tiptoeing kind of campaign where these two candidates don't batter each other?
Well, I mean, that's one of the things I think we read a lot about this weekend, which is there are some in the Democratic leadership who say, let her go ahead and finish. It's been a tough road. Let these states count. Let people go to vote. As long as she does not start hurling heavy criticisms and trying to go negative, as they say, against Barack Obama.
So what are we to make of this audio?
There was just an AP article posted that found how Senator Obama's support among hardworking Americans, white Americans, is weakening again, and how the whites in both states who had not completed college were supporting me.
You can hear her struggling with that, but it's basically a saying, you know, whites vote for me. You can't support Barack Obama. What is that all about?
That in part was in response to West Virginia, which is 94% white out of the 1.8 million folks who live there. But you have to wonder where you're going with that, Hillary Clinton.
I think she was wondering it as if she was saying it. All those pauses in there. What's the upside for her on that?
What's the upside to point that out?
The question is, will that be put to bed in West Virginia? We'll be right back.